brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, Michael Corbett, host of A Closer Look, sitting in for Alex Jones, who, again, as you just heard, is in New York covering the Republican National Convention. And, I'm on with you today for the duration, and then Erskine is going to take over tomorrow and Friday, and Alex will return live on Monday from Austin, Texas, armed with a load of information and videos and documentation of what's going on in New York, what's really happening in New York, which the mainstream media or the media establishment, as it's called, is not reporting to you. So you're getting the straight scoop right here on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Network. And welcome back. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk with an author of a book that raises serious questions about the contentions of self-anointed terrorist experts that populate the Orthodox academia. Now, from ancient Rome to the World Trade Center, Paul Collins presents largely ignored or understated facts to show that the majority of terrorist acts throughout history have been state-sponsored enterprises. Now, in turn, the national governments that sponsor terrorism are merely implementation instruments of a criminal elite suffering from Olympian delirium. Well, the final objective of this ruling class conspiracy, of course, is the completion of an enormous social engineering project, the outcome of which could hold serious ramifications for human civilization as we know it. And, of course, a lot of this stuff is unfolding right before our very eyes. Now, the author is Paul David Collins. He studied suppressed history and the shadowy undercurrents of world political dynamics for roughly 11 years. In 1999, he completed his Associates of Arts and Science degree. He will soon complete his BA with a major in communications and a minor in political science. He's a member of the Phi Theta Kappa and Phi Kappa Phi honor societies. Throughout the course of his ongoing college career, he has extensively researched political science, criminal justice, psychology, philosophy, and religion, all necessary ingredients in trying to understand what is going on in the world today. And welcome, Paul. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
It's a pleasure. Now, what I'd like to do is I want to get down to bringing this this topic to the current state of events. You know, we're talking about what is taking place in the world with the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Alex Jones being on the ground in New York, giving us live updates about what's going on there. And, of course, the 9/11 Commission report coming out, which completely glossed over and omitted huge pieces of truth about what really happened. And I want to kind of peel back some of these layers and get down to what's really taking place here.
Understood. Yes, yes.
So let's begin. Your book, The Hidden Face of Terrorism, is about, I guess, basically uncovering the dynamics of what terrorism is all about.
Yes, what I do is I basically tear apart the contention that mainstream Orthodox university professors teach in their classes, that basically what they teach is that terrorism is carried out by groups that are in no way connected with national governments, in no way connected with powerful people. They're just disenfranchised lone nuts that believe radical and lunatic fringe sort of ideologies, and they're venting their frustrations and their angers and whatnot through violent means and methods. However, if you look throughout history, many of these groups, these terrorist organizations, have been connected in some way to a national government that is utilizing that group to steer society, and it's more about social engineering than it is about a lone group just trying to make a statement through violence. And the national governments, in turn, are controlled by a criminal elite who are hoping to, through shock and trauma, revert man back to a tabula rasa, a blank slate.
Okay, hold that right there. Take the break when we come back. Paul David Collins is my guest. The Hidden Face of Terrorism, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cuffed behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We continue our number 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, I'm Michael Corbin filling in for Alex Jones. And I want to invite you to check out my website at www.4aclosterlook.com. My program, A Closer Look, airs on the GCN network, on Genesis Communications Network, 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 to 10 Eastern. So we continue. And my guest right now is Paul David Collins, author of The Hidden Face of Terrorism, The Dark Side of Social Engineering from Antiquity to September the 11th. And, Paul, welcome back. Paul, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm good.
Right,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's get back into this topic because this is so vitally important to understanding what's going on. Now, you said something during the last segment I want to go to, and that is that these national governments are being controlled by a criminal elite or a criminal cabal. That is so telling because Sibel Edmonds, who is an FBI whistleblower who was fired from her job in 2002, was approached while working in the FBI by what she called a foreign intelligence group, but it was not connected to any particular country.
That's correct. That's correct. That's where these militia groups back during the mid-90s got everything wrong. They believed that it was simply national governments that were corrupt and whatnot and rotten to the core that were behind this, and as a result, we had a lot of of violent ideas with them, where they believed that you basically had to tear down the national political structure. The truth is that beyond the political structure are individuals that are pulling the strings of that political structure, of very, very powerful financiers, international banking cartels, and basically individuals who would like to see society shaped along more oligarchical lines, such as the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Fords, the different very powerful, very wealthy dynasties that that have generational wealth that they have built up over time.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's break this down a little bit more, because I think, again, we can go back into history, as the subtitle of your book indicates, Antiquity to September the 11th. How does this dynamic get set up? In other words, how do we come to this point?
Well, it began over thousands of years ago with the father of Nimrod, Cush, which his name means confounder or confusion, where he would send bandits into different city-states or whatnot that he wished to take over. They would cause chaos and go around committing criminal acts and basically cause things to degenerate into a state of anarchy, a climate of lawlessness, and then he would arrive on the scene and they would just magically stop because he they were basically under his control, and he'd act like he was there to restore order, and they would make him the king or the leading authority in that city state. And then the idea was recycled by the Freemasons through their dictum of Ordo Ab Cao. But the whole concept of creating and managing crisis in order to reshape human thinking was really brought forward to our modern day primarily through the Tavistock Institute, which was supposedly founded in, I believe, 1921 by Major John Rawlings Rees.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole Masonic dictum of Ordo Ab Cao was recycled by Tavistock and became known as Societry. And basically, Societry is the idea that by inducing shock and trauma, you can reduce the human population back to a childlike state. And when you're a child, your suggestibility is extremely high.
Right.
And you'd also be basically a tabula rasa, a blank slate that the elite would write upon. And, of course, certain blue bloods loved the idea, and that's why the Rockefeller Foundation gave the Tavistock Foundation a grant of significant size. We must never think that groups like the Rockefeller Foundation, that these tax-exempt foundations are about philanthropy. They are designed to, A, shield the blue bloods' money from the income tax, and, B, pour their money into projects that steer society in the directions that the elite want them to go. And we all know the direction that they want it to go, because old man John D. Rockefeller made it clear as crystal when he said that, quote, the age of the individual is at an end, unquote. They obviously want a collectivist society, a beehive kind of mentality to exist amongst the people, and the individual to cease to exist, and more of a drone kind of creature to emerge from all the chaos.
So hence the creation of the socialist ideology, which is a tool that they use to achieve their end of collectivism kind of basically eradicating the individual.
Exactly. It's very important that our friends on the left begin to start stripping away the idealistic garb that the whole socialist ideology has been dressed in, and start to see what it really does. It places power, it concentrates power in an entity that the elites can control, which is government. And through government, they'll simply regulate and restrict all their competition out of existence until they have a huge monopoly over that country's resources, over that country's industry.
Mm-hmm.
Communism is the ultimate monopoly, and this gives those on the left heartburn but it's a sad but true fact. You can look through all throughout history and see where the so-called working class movement had been subverted by elites and by oligarchical types. As a matter of fact, Oswald Spengler, in his book The Decline of the West, stated that there was no working class movement, not even communist, that had not been directed in the direction that it was going by anything less than big money.
Absolutely, and you know, that kind of brings me to the father of Marxism, Karl Marx himself. He himself was financed by this this shadowy elite, if you will, and he is the one that basically engineered the socialist platform. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, Lord Palmerston, who was in Britain and was a huge figure, a very influential figure in Freemasonry, had sponsored Karl Marx. And Karl Marx's friend, the anarchist Bakunin, once sneered and said, well, you know, the communists have one foot in the revolution and then another in the banking community.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Marx himself was sponsored also by Frederick Engels, who was living off of the money that his father had made through capitalist ventures. And if you look at the end of Das Kapital, he posits a fight between communism and capitalism, but he does not state how that would end. And if communism was the end that he had intended, then why with all the other synthesis throughout history did we see both opposing sides end and merge together? It's obvious that he had something else in mind other than a utopian society where there was no classes and we were all joined together singing Kumbaya.
Yeah, and speaking of synthesis, that brings us to the Hegelian dialectic. In other words, you know, we look at what's going on today. Alex Jones's new video, American Dictators, documenting the staged elections of 2004. He illustrates that you, no matter who you vote for, when it comes to the bipartisan platform, no matter who you vote for, the New World Order still wins because they are both controlled by the same entity that is undermining our country.
That's correct. Basically, what's happening this year is that we, with this election, we see the elite following the prescriptions given unto them by Carol Quigley in his book, Tragedy and Hope. In his book, he said, you know, have both sides be controlled by the same group so that it appeared that you were just simply clearing the house and cleaning it out and throwing the rascals out, when in fact you just had the same group under a different appellation and different garb. And
yeah,
we see that with John Kerry and Bush, because both have dynastical backgrounds, both have blue blood backgrounds, a pedigree in the elite. And both are also part of the secretive Skull and Bones Society, and Skull and Bones is all about statist ideas. They're all about the idea of getting doing away with individualism and making the state God, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's exactly what their ultimate goal is. Now, Paul, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue. Give out information real quick where people can get your book.
Okay, the book is available from on the Amazon.com website and on Barnes & Noble website, and also at www.authorhouse.com. And that book is available, and also the other book that I wrote, co-authored with my brother, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, is available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I think that right now they're selling on Amazon.com. Both books as part of a package.
Deal. Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. We'll continue coming back from the break. Paul David Collins is my guest. Our number 800-253-9231. We'll be right back after the break. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And indeed there is a war on for your mind, but the hope is that I think we're starting to turn the corner. So let's keep it rolling here. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones, who again is in New York covering the Republican National Convention. And as you heard him say last hour, the atmosphere, the ambiance of the event is evil and very oppressive. And it's almost scary to even think that New York would roll up at 9 o'clock at night, but as Alex said, it's like a ghost town, and it's such a tragedy. It is such a tragedy. Anyway, joining me is Paul David Collins, author of The Hidden Face of Terrorism, The Dark Side of Social Engineering, From Antiquity to September the 11th. We're trying to basically unravel some of the dynamics, the core of the game that is afoot. And again, I highly encourage you to check out Alex's new documentary, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. Because again, this whole thing is a plan. It's a social engineering game. 9/11 was a game too, and I don't mean to diminish the weight of that whole thing, but it is a game to the masters, to the New World Order architects. It is basically to disenfranchise us, to strike fear. And as Paul is saying, to erase your mind, so to speak, so that the elites can write on a new clean slate. That is the whole function of terrorism, the aesthetic of terror, if you will. And Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Michael.
Let's grab a couple of calls really quick here. We've got Jan calling in from Colorado. Good afternoon, Jan. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I would like to say that I'm a new listener, and I'm thrilled that you're speaking out against the Patriot Act and some things that are completely eroding what this country represents.
Absolutely.
Your guest, however, who seems to be laying the blame on socialism for our lack of liberties,
mm-hmm.
Seems to be confused. Taxpayers over... the history of this country, since its founding,
mm-hmm.
have paid for public utility lines, railway lines, telephone lines, municipal water systems.
Right.
And now those are being taken over by corporations. It's being privatized.
Okay. Jan, let me interrupt right there and just say that my guest, Paul David Collins, he's not laying the blame on socialism. What he is doing is he's demonstrating how socialism is a tool that is being used, to basically to take over not only this country but the world. Paul,
well,
you want to jump
I think
in there?
That maybe corporatism would be a more appropriate name when you have Dick Cheney in the White House serving Halliburton.
Right.
When you have General Electric mm-hmm. making $600 million, I think that was an old estimate on this war. When GE owns one of the networks and is spinning. Positive things about the war.
Paul, go ahead and jump in there if you like. Go ahead.
See, but miss what you must understand, corporatism or corporate fascism is itself socialism. It's a derivative of the Marxist idea.
I would say it's the antithesis of socialism.
Hitler himself said that the whole of, quote, and I'm quoting here, the whole of National Socialism is based on Marx. So we have the same socialist ideas, just distilled in a different different way.
I think you can spin anything how you like, but what we're experiencing and what is going on is the antithesis of socialism.
Yeah, but would you agree, Jan, that it's the wrong place that we should be going?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, the point is that we've got to take the steps necessary to get our country back, essentially. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Okay, and Paul, let's grab one more call. We got Larry in Arizona. Larry, you're on the air. You got about 1 minute or less.
Okay, I'll make it real quick.
Yeah.
About what you guys were talking about how the Rockefellers want us all to be like little worker bees.
Yeah.
I was just rewatching a movie last night called The Killing Fields, which I recommend everybody
uh-huh.
see that movie. It's communism in its purest form, and it shows how they indoctrinate, especially they were aiming at the kids,
right.
To tell them not to love your family, you know, the family is bad, we're your family now, love the government, and you know, and you can see like that's happening in a more subtle way here. that the attack on the family and trying to make us into a more communistic society, less individualistic.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Larry, thanks for your call, and that's a really good recommendation. Thank you again for listening. 1-800-259-9231 is our number, 800-259-9231. Paul David Collins is my guest. We're talking about the hidden face of terrorism. I'm Michael Corbin, filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Imagine a weight loss program that burns off calories by simply eating certain everyday foods. With a reverse calorie diet, it's possible. Every time you eat food, various organs such as your liver, spleen, and stomach have to work to complete digestion. For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require only 25 calories to complete digestion. But a reverse calorie food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on reverse calorie foods have resulted in amazing weight losses. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost a whopping 256 pounds in just over 1 year. Our easy-to-follow guide reveals more than 100 secret foods that naturally burn fat from your body. To order the reverse calorie diet risk-free for just $19.95, call 1-800-647-3200. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Continue our number 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Paul David Collins is my guest. The book we're talking about is The Hidden Face of Terrorism. We're peeling away some of the layers here of the game that is going on right before our very eyes to understand the aesthetic of terror. Why there is terrorism and who does it really serve? And welcome back, Paul. And again, thank you for being with me on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Let's grab a call. We've got John in Ohio. Good afternoon, John. You're on the air.
Yes, I also agree with the lady that what you're doing on 9/11 and the sponsorship of terrorism by agencies like the CIA and others is very productive, and the opposition to the all the pretext for military, martial law and police states is very productive, but I agree with her that socialism is the opposite of fascism. And I think it's really very dangerous. I don't belong to any organization, but I have read some socialist websites like WSWS.org and workers.org and others. The idea somehow that Hitler, for instance, was a socialist is absolutely upside down and backwards. He stole the word socialism because there were millions of people voting for communists and socialists and leftists. It was a very popular word. So whatever he said was the opposite of his actions, which were to beat them in the streets, the socialists, the communists, and then put them before anybody else into the death camps and kill them before anybody else. That's why he was supported by the major industrialists, not only in his country, but the military-industrial complex in the West, to attack those socialists and leftist forces in Germany, and then to attack the Soviet Union. He bit the hand that fed him, double-crossed him, and went west before he went east. And that's why the United States finally went to war against him. But I think this idea of somehow there's no difference, I think, is dangerous because I think some conservatives, when they change the label from a war on terrorism to a war on communism, they would immediately drop their skeptical rational attitudes and then go and support, total support behind these neocons in the next phase of the PNAC war that these neocons plan against North Korea, China, Cuba, or anyone who talks about any kind of a social program for the poor like Chavez in Venezuela. I fear that because of this psychological weakness, they could be manipulated against right behind the warmongering of these neocons, which they are not doing now in the cases of Iraq, Iran, and Syria. And so,
okay,
so
John, hold it right there. Let's get some comment from Paul. Paul, go ahead.
Well, sir, you do make some good points. However, it must be understood that communism comes from the Latin communis, which means group living. Fascio, which is the word from which we derive fascism, is Italian for group. So both are about group living, both are about collectivism and the subordination of the individual to the collective and the maintenance of class distinctions. And you fear the neocons behind all the pro-family kind of pro-American rhetoric. If you look very closely at what Bill Buckley of the National Review and what some of these other neocon types are writing, and parallel it with the writings of Leon Trotsky, then you see that they're almost identical. This idea that you boost, like what Cheney and Bush did when they boosted defense spending. That's not so much about some right-wing radical idea as that is about the Trotskyist idea that you have a military expansionist policy abroad.
Oh no! The Trotskyists oppose the imperialist policies of the CIA, the military-industrial complex within the capitalist countries, but they do have the idea that there should be a defense against that among the victims in those third world countries, but that is certainly not the same. And to claim that these guys are Trotskyists, these neocons, if they ever had any alleged association with the Trotskyist organization, it was, I think, as an agent, as a rat, as an informer, and certainly they're the opposite of that right now. And I do believe you have to protect your Bill of Rights, the protection of minorities, but that's separate from having a government where the people control. We're only going to have one kind of government or another, but it's who controls that government. We've got to find a way to put all the means of life and power, the ownership of the media, the ownership of the all of the production forces in society into the hands of those who operate them. And
these neocons, though, began as apologists for Franklin Roosevelt, whose ideas, New Deal ideas and policies, came from communist and socialist, such
not
as
really.
Harry Hopkins and other individuals that were later found to have been communist moles within his government.
Now, what they're really trying to do is save capitalism, and there's a lot of their comments that this was really, at bottom, an anti-socialist, anti-communist,
to save capitalism
from a rising discontent and a depression to give a few crumbs so that the corporate elite could keep the other 99% for themselves.
Sir, when you speak of communism, capitalism, which do you speak of? Do you speak of the monopolistic capitalism, or do you speak of free enterprise?
Well, I think it's inevitable at this stage in history. They're going to have a monopoly capitalism at this stage in history, and there's no way to go back to a bucolic 200 years ago.
The small guilds
and farmers, you know.
But the monopolists always have historically funded left-wing organizations, as well as what you would call right-wing fascists.
Right.
We see this historically. They would not have done so if they did not see how that whole ideology could be utilized to their advantage.
Well,
and it can because it concentrates power in government.
No, I think it should concentrate power in the hands of the people, the working people, black, white, blue collar, white collar, who work in all of the media, who work in all of the factories, all the retail. Somehow we got to get our representation elected from those constituencies rather than these meaningless geographical constituencies to take that power away from the globalists, the corporate globalists. And that is the source of their power, and it's really separate from, protecting minority rights and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which I agree with. But I think, this is an economic system that is really at the source of all of this warmongering, driving down our wages to the lowest level in the world. And I just think that, things like the New Deal were, if some enlightened capitalists were for it, it was to save their own backside, not to prevent a socialist revolution in the country and to dribble out a few alternatives to that people power taking over, because they were in great danger with the rise of some of these leftist and socialist movements at the time. So I don't see it as something where it's socialism. It was really at bottom an anti-socialist maneuver. And the person who called before about the killing fields, Pol Pot was actually supported by the United States. That's one of the propaganda myths that has been peddled by our corporate media. Pol Pot, Zbigniew Brzezinski, supported Pol Pot as a way of bloodying and bleeding Vietnam for the hubris of defeating the United States. The United States actually supported and armed Pol Pot in the border regions after the Vietnamese saved the Cambodians from his genocide, and actually had him seated at the United Nations. So to call that a communist type of exponent is exactly the opposite of the documented facts.
But those people were not individuals when Pol Pot had got done with them. The Khmer Rouge did away with the family structure, and they placed everybody into a collectivist structure.
Like fascists. You know, they were not communists. They were fascist, and it was our capitalist imperialists who supported them.
Both fascism and communism are socialism. They're both collectivist. They're both collectivists. They're about group living. That's why I'm saying fascio is Italian for group. Communist is Latin for group living. Both are derivatives. Both are derivatives of Marxism.
I say
that we oppose both the fascist and the communist elements.
To have the individual power, I think we have to take it away from these corporate elites who own, as the lady said, GE owning, and all of the media being owned by this tiny elite where we can't even get the truth. The people who work in these places should be the people who control everything, who control the factories, the mines, the mills, the distribution, and those are the people who produced all the wealth in this society, and it's that tiny elite who takes the greatest value of it, who put us in a position where we can't buy it all back, at least leading to depressions like the ones during the 30s, when you had amazing productive powers and food going to rot, but because they could not make it for a capitalist profit, they would starve people and guard all of this and not let them have access to it. And that leads to wars then, because you need to capture other people's and other capitalist countries' markets and areas of exploitation because of this basic exploitation.
The way we get back to that, the way we get back to that is through the Constitution, which sets up a representative form of government, and that and that's where the people's voices would be heard, is through their representatives.
Okay.
And on
go ahead. We just got to move on, and we got to get to other callers. John, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And let's move on, Paul. We've got John in Florida. Good afternoon, John. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I won't take up too much of your time. My question about what you were speaking about a half an hour ago about the skull and bones is kind of like about that. Is there anything or any website that anybody can go to that can document the 35 presidents that have had blue blood?
I think you should check out Alex's websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's got a lot of information there, and it's a good starting point for doing research. And, Paul, do you have any comment you want to add to that?
I mean, I've gone to Infowars.com, and they actually document a lot of the dynastical backgrounds of these blue blood types, and just continue tuning into the Alex Jones show, and tune into Michael's show too, because he goes into the elite criminality in depth too.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, John, for your call. And let's grab another call. We've got Mike in Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike. You're on the air.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I like your show. I agree with everything your guest is saying. My father came here from Eastern Europe. Actually, came here from the Ukraine in 1950,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he made a remark to my mother after they were married for 1 year, and he said, "My prediction is going to be that there's going to be fascism, communism, socialism, whatever you however you want to label
yeah.
it
mm-hmm.
here in this country in the near future." And you know what? It's happening, and you see this industrial giant. We were once the gigantic manufacturing giant and ruled the world as far as all that went. And I mean, I just see us giving away everything to China and Mexico. And I just want to ask your guest, what is the plan behind it? What is the reason? And why are Americans so asleep at this, watching our economy go in the toilet? And, of course, they're lying to us constantly, and they're telling us it's going to get better. Basically, I don't understand how we can lose all these jobs. Here in Illinois, Maytag Corporation was building washing machines since the early 1900s. They employed 4,500 people, and there's a huge plant about 150 miles from where I live. And I went down there last weekend because we were camping and went past it. It's like a ghost town. I mean, I just thought this was a huge facility where they manufactured these washers and dryers for years, and now they make them in China. I mean, you see this happening in everyone. I just want to ask your guest, how long is this going to go on before someone's smart enough to put a stop to it? And you know, I hear people say, you know, once there's a point of no return. Once this happens, you know, we're not going to get any of this back.
Okay, Paul?
Well, I believe that people will finally really start putting their foot down, and that dormant spirit of activism will awaken in the American population probably right around the time. This is speculative. Probably around the time that this government finally decides it's going to reinstitute the draft. I remember that during the first Bush administration, Bush Sr. instead of Jr., Dan Quayle got up there and was saying, oh, you know, we were all filled with patriotic fervor and we're all going out for the Vietnam War and we were all, you know, willing and go enlisting into the military and all, which is nonsense. I began to look into, the background there and speak to veterans and speak to people who were actually alive during that period of time. And this country literally became split down the middle and came very close to civil war. And people just really didn't want to go out for the whole thing. And they keep on tossing this draft idea around, and eventually the draft is, I'm almost certain that eventually they're going to finally just, you know, try to implement it. And around that time, that's when people are going to say, enough's enough. And all I can say is that when that happens, please keep your protest and your different methods of voicing your opinion peaceful and don't head in a violent direction with it all.
Well, I just want to ask you this too. Have you ever heard of a book or a movie called Monopoly Men?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, it's I don't have it off the top of my head, but I've watched it. It's very good, and they just basically said that the Federal Reserve, you know, was started by J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller, an entity of six people or so, and it's a farce, and you know, it's a joke, and it's you know, they create money out of nothing, and every war, even since the Civil War, was created, even though the Federal Reserve didn't exist yet, was created out of that, and they fund both sides of the war. So it's you know, people got to wake up and see that, you know, we're losing our country from behind. It's happening very fast.
That's for sure. And of course, you know, real quick, we've got to grab the break here pretty quick. But I want to say one book that I encourage people to read to understand some of the historical analogs of what's going on here is Paul's book, Hidden Face of Terrorism, and also a book that's out there called Pawns in the Game. Because it addresses a lot of the stuff about the banking interests and how they have essentially been able to control nations. And as Paul was making his point the first part of the hour today, he was talking about that these national governments are all basically under the control of non-governmental entities, criminal elite, the cabal, whatever you want to call it. Paul?
You're absolutely correct. And yes, people do need to get a hold of that book, Pawns in the Games, because you'll be amazed at when this was written and how much of what he said was going to happen has actually come to pass.
Yes, absolutely. Mike, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, okay?
Thanks.
All right. And, Paul, we're going to grab the break. When we come back, we'll get some wrap-up comment. We'll take a couple more calls, and we'll move on, okay?
Gotcha, Mike.
Very good. Again, my guest is Paul David Collins. The book is The Hidden Face of Terrorism. 800-259-9231 is our number, 800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Continue. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return live from Austin, Texas on Monday. As you know, he's in New York on the ground covering the Republican National Convention. And I just want to say before we run out of time today that I have thoroughly enjoyed filling in for him Monday, Tuesday, and today. And Erskine will join you tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, and he will be taking care of business for Alex. And, of course, Alex will be calling in each day with live updates. And it's been an honor for me to be here, and I've really enjoyed it. And, again, I want to thank Genesis Communications Network for all that they do as well, because this is so very, very important. And as we know, the hope in all of this is I think we are turning the corner. People are starting to wake up and realize that there is something very wrong. Paul, welcome back. Paul is the author of The Hidden Face of Terrorism. And again, Paul, thank you for being on the program today.
And thank you for having me, Mike.
Okay, let's grab a couple of calls if we can before we run out of time. Brad is in Illinois. Good afternoon, Brad. You're on the air.
I just wanted to make this comment. I always find it funny to hear these people arguing about whether someone's communism or socialist or fascist or whatever. I mean, does it really make a difference when you got a guy like Stalin that is responsible for 30 million deaths, or a guy like Mao, 30 million, Hitler, how many million? Or how about some of our founding fathers who performed genocide on our Native Americans here? You know, to me, I don't trust any of these people, no matter what they call them. And I look at the Bible, Ecclesiastes 8:9, and it's true. Man dominates man to his own injury. And anytime you got any people, any person or people that are going to stand up in front of a platform and say, I've got the answers and I'm going to help you, you know, nobody needs to help me. They didn't create me, and they're not responsible for me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's basically what our founding fathers wanted America to be like. Everybody responsible for their own actions. And these representatives were merely figureheads, not some rich elitists out there that are standing up on a platform saying how great it is. Yeah, it's great when you're a Bush fan, when you got a bottomless bank account, or the Kerry family.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's always great.
Yep. Brad, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And, Paul, real quick, if you could, give out information about how people can get your book again and where it's available.
Okay, the book is available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and that's not just The Hidden Face of Terrorism, but The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship is also available on those sites, and I believe that they have a package deal for the for both books at Amazon.com. And also the New Fall 2004 edition of Paranoia Magazine features an article over the new book along with a review of the book. If anybody would like to read what somebody thought of the book prior to purchasing it.
Okay. Hey, real quick, too, what have we got on the plate as far as future projects?
Well, currently right now, we have out we have out the new article, like I said, in Paranormal Paranoia Magazine. And we have a new article that we have put together that hopefully Paranoia will be publishing. And if they don't publish it, we'll put it, we'll find another route over the DSM, the Diagnostical Statistical Manual, and its how it parallels kind of the Malleus Maleficarum of the Middle Ages.
Yeah, see, that's another very, very important element in what's going on here, and that is that the idea of scientism replacing or supplanting a religion. And you know, in a lot of ways, that's where all this goes. Anyway, Paul, thank you so much again for being on the program, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, keep in touch, Mike.
All right. And again, that's it for us today. I want to thank you for joining us. And again, it's been my honor and pleasure to fill in for Alex, and I've enjoyed it. And tune in tomorrow. Erskine will be in the chair, and Alex will be giving you an update from New York. Until then, I'm Michael Corbin, and you are listening to The Alex Jones Show. Good day.